That it is. The music and songs in this classic are just about the best Broadway has produced. Frederick Lowe's music, harmonious and clear, is perfectly attuned to a work that is both clever and serious. And the lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, well, get me to the church on time, says it all. Then throw in the fact that the whole thing is taken from George Bernard Shaw's 1912 work Pygmalion, and you have a show that needs, oh, just a first-class production to succeed. At Theatre by the Sea, they have come up with a My Fair Lady that is fully competent. It perhaps lacks a kind of brash drive and raucous view of the world, but overall it's a good, solid look at the people and times of My Fair Lady. The singing is often strong, especially by Carrie Conti, a performer with a rich voice and an ability to transform her character. She played Mary Poppins last season at Theatre by the Sea. In this case, of course, she's Eliza Doolittle, who rises from yowling flower girl to a lady who does not wait. In the other critical role, the veteran Charles Shaughnessy makes the imperious Henry Higgins into someone you could see right through. This Higgins, the rough-edged professor who cares only about himself, at least until Eliza comes along, is turned into somewhat of a jerk. But in the end, Shaughnessy has his way. You do end up feeling for the guy, despite his overbearing faults. Much of the rest of the cast is fully adequate. Bill E. Dietrich gives a sweet touch to the crucial role of Eliza's alcohol and let the good times roll father. Zachary Berger brings winsome charm to Eliza's out-of-luck suitor, Freddie Eynsford Hill. And Maria Day is properly strong as the mother of Henry Higgins. Director Charles Rapole has moved the show's many scenes right along, and the choreography by Michael Lichfeld is quick, sure, and nicely executed by a small but vibrant group of dancers. But in the end, it is that score that makes My Fair Lady still a classic, a never-boring work. When you have songs such as Wouldn't It Be Loverly, The Rain in Spain, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, well, you have something worth seeing. A classic, without a doubt.